The newest cultural landmark in Los Angeles opens tonight, the Walt Disney Concert Hall. The $274 million building has created a buzz with its curving stainless steel exterior. The LA Philharmonic has already performed on stage, first in a private concert for workers who built the hall, and last week for a packed house of schoolchildren. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, city leaders hope the hall will attract diverse audiences.
During the hall's first official concert, fifth graders from around Los Angeles were treated to the world premiere of Inventions for Paper Instruments and Orchestra by Chinese composer Tan Dun. The experimental performance featured musicians blowing and drumming on sheets of paper, popping paper bags, and rustling long streams of paper hanging from the rafters. After giving a standing ovation, 10-year-olds from nearby Eagle Rock Elementary raved about the performance and the concert hall designed by Frank Gehry.
It's cool and shiny.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at it, you can see all different shapes put together.
It has curves all over.
It looks like a skateboard ramp.
I want to come here forever and ever and ever until I'm like 40 years old.
That's a scary thought.
Esa-Pekka Salonen, the Philharmonic's energetic conductor, says fostering concertgoers from an early age is a major goal, an idea built into the hall's architecture.
By the very design of this hall, we can somehow make orchestral music more accessible, more welcoming, and simply more exciting.
The concert hall, built with no right angles, features a space for experimental music, public gardens, and a cafe and lobby space open to the sidewalk. Salonen says architect Gehry wanted to design a new kind of building that is a departure from concert halls made in the 1960s and 70s. Those, he says, were often made to look like Greek temples.
The message of those buildings was that of intimidation rather than invitation, and that alone made it very hard for people who didn't have the sort of convention or tradition of going to concerts to even approach this institution, because it looks so scary and intimidating. And I have to say, classical music institutions themselves were not doing a wonderful job in getting rid of this particular kind of prejudice.
Salonen says aging concertgoers were not being replaced by younger, more diverse music lovers.
Biology alone dictates that if we don't manage to find new audiences, we'll soon lose this one. And that was the wake-up call.
But even the new Disney Concert Hall may prove intimidating to people like Adrian Rivas.
It's very polished, and it's very slick. And right now, it's like not everyone can afford polished and slick lifestyles.
Rivas owns a small art gallery downtown and grew up in East L.A. He says he admires Gehry's architectural design, but he's not sure the hall will completely draw him in.
It's just straight out of from another planet, and it's kind of intriguing, but it's not something that you would expect everyone to feel comfortable visiting yet. It has a very expensive look to it, like whatever's going on in there, I might not be able to afford it.
It's true that some box office prices at the Disney Hall may be out of reach, $120 for the best seats for the Philharmonic. But there are $15 tickets to see new musical works and $25 seats for jazz and world music concerts. There will be discounted student and senior prices, too. The Disney Hall's first season will feature concerts by singer Cesaria Evora and jazz musician Herbie Hancock. Conductor Salonen says he hopes presenting diverse new music will bring in diverse new audiences.
Most people have very eclectic tastes, even in my generation, and the younger generation even more so. So we thought that it might actually make sense to create a situation where you can actually enjoy all these different kinds of things.
Jazz and world music fans don't always cross over to classical, says Henry Fogel, the president of the American Symphony Orchestra League. Still, Fogel says what the Disney Concert Hall is doing to expand its audience base just might work.
The fact that this goal was integral to the design process and the conversations with the architect and the acoustician from the very beginning is fairly innovative, and I think the chances are that this will be something quite special.
Taking the idea of diverse programming one step further, on Monday night, the Disney Concert Hall will be the site of the Hollywood premiere for the movie Matrix Revolutions. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.